Okay, good evening, everybody. This evening, I'd like to discuss a subject which is very much in the news right now, at least in the world of Torah, in the world of Halacha, as we attempt to reconstitute our shuls to the extent that's possible, to reopen our shuls in some fashion or another, enabling us to fulfill the mitzvah Tehillah B'Tzibur, while at the same time being as safe as we possibly can and protecting the safety of all the people who come to Davin. And over the last month or so, many shuls have opened up outdoor minyanim, whether on the shul's premises or in different people's backyards, or some shuls both. And a little more recently, some shuls have opened up minyanim inside, but again, with special configurations and people separated and wearing masks and all that. But the halakhic question that has come up in a number of places relates to the structure or the combination of the different people in different locations in terms of counting them towards a minyan. Sometimes, let's say in a backyard minyan, if a person has a deck and the neighbor also has a deck, this person on his deck, that person on his deck, and then down below the people are dominating the yard, can all those people come together to count towards a minyan? Or if somebody has a porch, some people on their porch are in a cul-de-sac, some people dive in the street, in the front yard, but some people on their porch, another person's on his porch. Again, can all these people come together? And the same thing inside. Not everybody can be in the sanctuary, depending on the size of the shul, because, again, there are limitations to how many people legally can be there. And so maybe you have some people in a side room, but there's a door in between. These kinds of shilas are coming up now, and there's discussion among contemporary poskim. And that's what I'd like to look at tonight, just in terms, that's why I entitled the shir, Constituting a Minyan, Indoors and Outdoors, in terms of being, creating, we call it tziruf, of all the different people in these different locations. Again, that's not the usual situation that we have. In Eretz Yisrael, this same question came up. Many people in Eretz Yisrael have a mirpeset. So this one's on his mirpeset, that's on the other mirpeset. Can they all come together to constitute a minyan and so on? So that's what I'd like to look at this evening. The first group of sources are some general sources. We'll go through those more quickly regarding a minyan in general. And that's how we connect to this week's Sedra, Parshas Korach. In the middle of the Sedra, you know, the whole episode of Korach and the rebellion. So at one point in the first source, Parak Tes Zayin, Bamidbar, Psukim Chof and Chof Aleph, Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe and Aaron, Vadaber Hashem Moshe and Aaron Lemor, Hibadlu Mitocha Eda Hazos, Vachaleo Som Keraga. Separate yourself from this Eda, right? And I will destroy them immediately, right? This is during the height of the Korach rebellion. Separate yourself from this Eda. Okay, what is an Eidah? An Eidah is a group of people, a congregation, a group, but it doesn't say how many people an Eidah is. Separate yourself from this Eidah. So, you know, an Eidah can be a lot of people. There were a lot of people with Korach. But we look in the second source, we find the same word used in last week's Seder, in Parashat Shlach, in the context of the Meraglim, where in Parak Yud Dalad of Bamidbar, Psukim Chav Vav and Chav Zayin, by the Be'er Shalom Shavar and Lemor, Ad Mosai Lo Eido Haro Azos. How long do I have to put up with this? Again, the word Eido, this wicked Eido, Shehema Malinim Alayas, Tumas B'nai Yisrael. They are inspiring, they are causing others to complain against me. And Tumas B'nai Yisrael, Shehema Malinim Alayas, Shamati. I've heard the complaints that they're generating amongst the rest of B'nai Yisrael. That's how Rashi explains in last week's Seder and Shlach, Parak Yud Dalad, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Lo Eido Haro, who is the reference to? Says Rashi, Elu HaMeraglim. It's referring to the Meraglim. Now, how many Meraglim were there? Well, there were 12 to begin with, but we know the Yoshua and Kalev, of course, gave a positive report, so it's referring to the other 10. La'edo HaRazo, says Rashi, in last week said, Elu Meraglim, Mikan La'edo Shiha Sora. You see from here that the word Eda can be used already to describe 10 people, because that's, and it wasn't talking about all of Klal Yisrael, as the next Rashi indicates, Asher Hema Malinim Es Yisrael alive. They are causing others to complain and to rebel against me and so on. So it's referring to these Meraglim, and they're called an Eda. So at least in that Sedra, the word Eda means 10 people. Here in Korach, it means more than 10 people. There are more than 10 people who are complaining. We find it's Korach and his associates and 250 men and so on. But Eda is this minimum Eda is 10 people. That's what it looks like in Parashat Shlach. So these two psukim are used in a famous limud that the Gemara has in Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We start with the Mishnah in Source 4. The Mishnah has a whole list of things that require what we call a minyan. Okay, require a minyan of 10 people, 10 men. The Mishnah says, Ein Porsin Al Shema. Okay, now, Porsin Al Shema, Rashi says, you have a group of people that came to shul late, so one of them can say Kaddish and Baruch Hu in the first Baruch of Kriya Shema out loud. It's not something we do on a regular basis today, although sometimes you have a person who came late, the davening is over already, but there's still people around the shul, so he'll finish He'll say the Kaddish and Baruch Hu and begin Birchas Kriyishma. That's called Parsin Al Shema. I don't want to go into the great details of that now, other than to say for our purposes, it's a reference to the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, the Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, and the Baruch Hu. So you're not allowed to do that. Continuing in the Mishnah, ain't over lifnei hateva. You don't have a Shliach Tzibur, as Rashi says. We'll look back and forth in Rashi. Shliach Tzibur means, you know, for the Chazar Shashatz, a Chazan for Chazar Shashatz. Ve'ein no sinis kapayim, duchening, my brichas konim. Ve'ein karen betar, kriyas atar. Ve'ein maftirin benavi. Okay, and the Mishnah has other things also not related to davening, but these all relate to davening. And later in the Mishnah it says, ein mizamnin b'shem. When you have a mizumin, okay, and we have a minion, so you say, Nebarech Elokeino Shechalam Yishalo. Instead of Nebarech Elokeino Shechalam Yishalo, that's Mizamnin B'Shem, the mention of Shem Hashem. Usually, if we just have a regular Mizumin, say Nebarech Shechalam Yishalo. But there's a minion, we say Nebarech Elokeino Shechalam Yishalo. So, in all these situations, okay, and you don't do any of these things, Pachas Me'asar, with less than 10 men. So, all these things which are mentioned and enumerated in this Megillah require what we call a minion. Okay, now the Gemara on that Mishnah asks, in source 7, the Gemara asks, Chaf Gimel Beis and Megillah, Menahani Mili. Who said? We know that the Mishnah says. Where did the Mishnah get that from? That for all these things, for the Chatzi Kaddish, and for Baruch Hu, and for Shliach Tzibur, for Chazor Shashatz, and for Duchening, and for Kriyas HaTorah, and for the Haftar, and for Zimun Lashem, all these things require a minion. Okay? Rashi says, ain't Karma Tebet Tzibur. You can read the Torah on your own. If you want to, you can take out a Torah and learn on your own. Maybe it's Kriyas HaTorah Bet Tzibur and so on. And the Ein Mizamna Mazon Mashem Rashi and the Baruch Elokeinu. So the Gemara will quote the Pasuk that I printed in Source 6 in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Parakov Beis, Pasuk Lam Beis, Vos Chalo Shem Kodshi. That's the part of the Pasuk we're not interested in right now. But then it says, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. My name should be sanctified within B'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, let's look at 7. The Gemara Megillah Chav Gimel Beis asks on this Mishnah, "Mino ani mili Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Yechonon, do Amar Krav v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael." The pasuk there in Emor says, "V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael." What does that mean? Kol dover shebe kedusha lo yehei pachos me'asara. V'nikdashti, when we want to sanctify the name of Hashem, what we call a dover shebikdusha. We'll define dover shebikdusha. Many explain it. Salvechik gave a whole shir about it. The dover shebikdusha means a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, divrei shev shir and shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in the responsive form, right? There's a person leading and someone responds. Person leading and someone responds. In the context of, you know, for example, by Baruch Hu, the Chaz says Baruch Hashem Baruch, everyone answers Baruch Hashem Baruch. By Baruch Hu, by Kaddish, he says, "V'imru Amen." Everyone answers Amen. Yehi Shmei Rav Baruch and so on. By Kedusha, by Karl Zell, Zev Yamar, right? It's a responsive kind of thing. Okay, so these things that's called Dover Shebikdusha, okay, that requires Asara, because these Dvarim Shebikdusha are Vinikdashti. Now, Vinikdashti, where does that take place? Besoch B'nei Yisrael. Okay, but you still haven't told me why 10. Okay, it means you need Jews, B'nei Yisrael. How many? Maybe 3. Why 10? So Gemara has taken a step further. My Mashma, how do you know that means anything with 10? The Torah B'chia continues Gemara. Asya Toch Toch. You have the Xerah Shavah. It's Ksiv Hacha, this pasuk in Emor in Source 6 says, V'nik dashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, in the midst of, b'soch. Uksiv Hasam, and the pasuk in our Sedra here in Korach says, he bodlu mitoch ha'eda, same word. V'nik dashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, he bodlu here in Parshas Korach, in our Sedra, he bodlu mitoch ha'eda hazo. So we know that Gzer Shavu Toch Toch says the Kedavar Shemekdusha requires an Eda. Okay, well, what's an Eda? Gemara says now he's a second step. Asya Eda Eda. We have another second Gzereshava. The word Eda here in our Sedra in Parshas Korach is linked to the word Eda in last week's Sedra in Shlach. Dechsiv Hosom Ad Mosel Eda Harazos Mala Halana Sara Afkana Sara. Just like over there was 10. How do we know? As Rashi says, right? Because Shenemar by the Miraglim Rashi and Chav Gimel Beis and 8. Shenemar Ad Mosel Eda Harazos Yotzi Hoshuva Kalei. Yeshua and Kalei are excluded. There are 12 spies to start with. Yeshua and Kalev are, you know, we're not part of the Eda Hara. So that leaves 10. That leaves the other 10 spies. That's how we know it's 10. So we know that it's a Zereshav of Toch Toch and Eda Eda. Again, of which our Pasuk here in Parshas Korach is the centerpiece because it links the two things. So V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. A Dover Shemekdusha requires Toch. Okay, is Toch B'nei Yisrael in the midst of or amongst B'nei Yisrael. What does amongst mean? Amongst means from our Sedra, an Eda, within an Eda. How many is an Eda? Doesn't say in our Sedra, but Eda is linked to the Pasuk and Shlach, where Eda a minimum of 10 people. So that's the Gemara's Drasha, and all these things listed in that Mishnah in Source 4 are in the category of Dover Shebe Kedusha. That's what we'll assume for the moment, that we'll see in a second some details, but they're all Dvar Shebe Kedusha, and that's where we require a minion. Okay? Now, there is another source. The Yerushalmi actually has a different source for this fact. There's no doubt about it. You require 10 men. But the Yerushalmi is a different source. There's a pasuk way back in Chumash Bereishis, Parshas Miketz, when the brothers of Yosef come down to Mitzrayim to purchase food, right? They don't know that it's Yosef and so on. So they come to buy food in Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says in Bereishis, Parak Mem Beis, pasuk Gimel, source 9, Vayerdu Achei Yosef Asara. Yosef's 10 brothers, right? They're all together 12 brothers. Binyamin didn't come, as the next pasuk says, right? Ves Binyamin, Achi Yosef, Lo Shalach Yaakov, Esav, Kavar, Penya, Kran, also, right? Yaakov didn't originally want to let Binyamin go. So Binyamin didn't go. Yosef was already there. They didn't know what happened to him. They didn't know that he was the chief viceroy in Egypt, but he was not in the mix. So how many went down? 10. And what does it say in Pasuk Hay there in Source 9, Parak Mem Beis of Rashi's Pasuk Hay, Parshas Miketz, Vayavo B'nei Yisrael Lishbor B'soch HaBoim. There's that word soch again, right? They came amongst the other people who are coming to Mitzrayim to buy food during that famine. Okay, so the Yerushalmi in Brochas Parak Zayin Alocha Gimel, Source 10, Minayin La'edo Shiasora, same question the Bible is, how do we know Eidah is a minimum of 10? So Rabbi Yosef Shem Yochel and Markan Eidah and Alahal Eidah Ma Eidah Shem Alahal Asora Afedah Shem Markan Asora. The first mandam in the Shalmi is similar to the Bavli, right? We link the two words Eidah, the word Eidah in our Sedrin Korah, and the word Eidah and Shlach with the ten Meragdim. Fine. Amrav Simo Nemar Kan Toch and Alahal and Toch. He links it. No, V'nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael is linked to the word Toch by the brothers of Yosef. Vayavo B'nei Yisrael Lishpor B'soch Haboyim. Right. Matoch Amrav Alahal Asora Afkan. The links there, there's 10 brothers, Afkan, so therefore also it's number 10. And a third drasha, Amar Yosef Rebun, Im Mitoch At Yalev, Sagin Inon. Okay, you learn from Toch, there are many Tochs, okay, and there are many Eidos also, by the way, okay. There are many, you can find many words, Toch. Ella Nemar Kan B'nei Yisrael, he skips the word Toch altogether. It says, Vayavo B'nei Yisrael, that's I think the first time that the B'nei Yisrael referred to, they're literally B'nei Yisrael, they were literally the sons of Yisrael, the sons of Yaakov. So that Pasuk in Parshas Miketz, Parak Mem Beis, Pasuk Hey, Vayavo B'nei Yisrael, they're literally, not meaning the nation B'nei Yisrael, but literally the sons of Yisrael, but they're called B'nei Yisrael. And the Pasuk, look back in 6, in Parshas Emor, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, Dover Shebekdusha, right, is Besoch B'nei Yisrael. So just like B'nei Yisrael, Nemar Kam B'nei Yisrael, Nalahal B'nei Yisrael, Ma B'nei Yisrael, Shem Alahal Asor, Afkan Asor. So Yerushalmi actually skips the whole Toch and the whole Eidah business. The Pnei Moshe there explains, okay, that we're trying to figure out, right, that's Kars Hashem B'Asor, you need 10 people and so on. And he says you have many words Toch, and in fact, Eidah also. Okay, it's true that a lot of times you have Eidah. Okay, in fact, in Parshas Pinchas, well, in a few weeks, in Parak Chav Zayin of Bamidbar, by the Benos Sofchad, in Parak Chav Zayin, Pasuk Gimel 12, Avino Bameis Bamidbar, Vahu Lo Haya Besoch Ha'eda, Ano Adam Hashem, Ba'adas Korach, Besoch, again, there's the word Toch, and that was talking about Adas Korach, that's many more than 10. So once you start with those words, the third opinion of Shami says, you start with these words, Toch and Eda, who says it's always 10? So therefore, he skips it. He says, no, that's when Nitashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael. What's B'nei Yisrael? The minimum B'nei Yisrael of 10 from the very first time they're called B'nei Yisrael over there in Parshas Miketz. So that's what he says in the Yerushalmi is the drasha for the minyan. Rabbi Nobache there in Parshas Miketz in Perak Mem Beis Bereishis Pasuk Gimel 13 seems to say that that's the Iker drasha. Okay, that's the Iker drasha. All right, that we're getting together with a minyan. Shara ain kedush or pachas masor shana nachsim nitashti besoch b'nei Yisrael. He seems to learn that that's the Iker. Drasha. Whatever it is, for these things you need a minyan. Now, it's interesting, kind of as a side point, where does Birchas Kohanim fit into this mix? Because after all, Birchas Kohanim, at first glance, doesn't seem to be this type of responsive, Shlech Tzibur and Tzibur responding kind of thing. Okay, but again, the Ran quotes a Pasuk in Parshas Nosov from a couple weeks ago by Birchas Kohanim, and remember Parak Vav, Pasuk of Bay, he says, there it is again. So the Ran, commenting on the Rif, on that Sugin Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Beis, in the page of the Rif, 15, he says, "D'chsiv aisar nitzavim zvayvarchem. D'chsiv kos avarchus bnei Yisrael amalehem uvnei Yisrael asora. Bnei Yisrael the minimum is 10. Okay, now, and if it's dashim b'soch bnei Yisrael, that the minimum is 10. So it's also here bnei Yisrael. That's how we know the duchening also requires a minyan. Okay, but then at the end of that piece, the Ran says this whole thing is all drabonon." Right, this whole Hani Mili Kulu Asmachto the Rabbanan Inu the Seder Tzvila Guf the Rabbanan. The Ran says all these things Psuchim Toch and Bnei Yisrael and Eidah. It's a Rabbanan. The whole idea of having a minion is a Rabbanan, And the psukim are all in the category of smachta. It's just a hint. It's a remez. But the source is really drabbanan. Because after all, says the man at the end, because seder trila gufa drabbanan. Okay, according to many rishonim, davening per se is a drabbanan anyways. Okay, what are you going to say? You need a minyan, that's the raisa. What do you mean? You know, the whole minyan, the whole davening is not a mitzvah deraisa, according to many. Okay, according to the Rambam, it is a mitzvah deraisa to daven at least once a day. So it's interesting, just again, the note, the Rambam in the Parash HaMishnah, and that Mishnah in Megillah, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 16, Omar Hashem and Nikdash was when he saw, Uba b'Kabbalah, called Dover Shabbatush, and Pachas Masorah. The Rambam writes, Uba b'Kabbalah. Kabbalah here doesn't mean mysticism, Kabbalistic stuff. It means by tradition. So it's a little more. The Rambam says that they're Rabbanan, right? The Rambam, lose a lashon kabbalah. Maybe because the Rambam holds Tefillin General's Daraisa. I mean, perhaps you could talk about linking the disputes, but I don't go into that in detail now. But the one point is the Rambam says, called over Uba b'Kabbalah. We have a tradition that called over Shabbatush Leib Pachas Masorah. It's a little more than a drabana. It's an interesting point. But anyway, but a Dover Shabbatush, we assume the halacha needs a minion. That's what the Torah writes. And our Achaim, Simon Nunhei, the 17, the Torah writes, Omer Kaddish, you say Kaddish, when it comes up to Kaddish, V'ef Shar, Ein Omer Masorah, rather, Ein Omer Masorah, Pachas Masorah, the whole Dover Shabbatush, Kagon, Kaddish, Ubarachu, Ukedusha, Ein Omer Masorah, Pachas Masorah. The Torah says all these things, Kaddish, Baruchu, Ukedusha, require a minion. Okay? Now, the Prima Godim, regarding Birchas Kohanim, in Arachayim Simon Kuf Chaf Ches, it's in Kotten Aleph, so he wonders again, so how does Birchas Kohanim come into the mix? So he'll say, either it's a Davar Shebikdusha, because there is some form of responsive quality to it, right? The Kohanim give Bracha, and it's Amen, either that, or it's a Gzeres Shava B'nai Yisrael. No, it's not really a Davar Shebikdusha, but it's because it says in the Pasuk, to Kosev Archos B'nai Yisrael, so this is also B'nai Yisrael, or the whole thing like the Ran said, Asmachta Midrabbanan. The Chayodam understands this way. The Chayodam in Chelak Aleph Chal Lamed Beis, if Aleph 19, the Chayodam writes Mitzvah Saseh Shivrocha Konos On. Right, Ein Nesias Kapayim Pachas Me'asar. Of course, it includes the Kohanim in a minyan, and it says Kedusiv Kosevorchas Bnei Yisrael. The Alfinim Adik Sivinitashim B'Sochu Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so he says the Ran again, the whole thing in his Asmachta, it's the Rabbanan, and so on. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha in that same Siman Kuf Chav Ches, that's the Siman of Birchas Kohanim and Arachayim Sif Aleph. He says again, some say, because it's also Hatam Mishum Dushar Dovash Rikdusha. It is a Dovash Rikdusha. The Ran didn't seem to say it's Dovash Rikdusha. What's a Dovash Rikdusha? Only the things that the Torah mentioned, right? Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. Birchas Kohanim is a different thing because of the Gzeres Shava of Bnei Yisrael. And again, the whole thing, according to that approach, is not Smachta de Rabbanan. The Meiri, in his comment on Akamar Megillah, Chav Gimel Beis 21, the Meiri writes, "V'nashul v'ara mishu v'she'ein kohanim noses kapem alav asara avzu dover shemikdusha." He says it is a dover shemikdusha. What about Kriyas HaTorah? Okay, what about the Haftar, which is also mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Meiri says that's also dover shemikdusha because it starts with Baruch Hu. Right, the Aliyah, the Kriyas HaTorah begins in Aliyah. Say Baruch Hu. The Kaz reads them after. Begins with Baruch Hu. Okay. Now, what's special about 10? So the Rosh, in Brachas, Parag Zayin, Simon Chof, 22, the Rosh quotes from Rav Haigon, the idea that the call, at the end of the first line, the call be'asar shechina shruyim. We have a tradition that, right, when there are 10 Jews, so the shechina dwells amongst them. That's when Ikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. In fact, there's even an opinion that Rav Haigon quotes, we don't accept the halacha in most places. We have 9 adults and 1 kid under bar mitzvah. That's also could count. Some people they give a chumash or something. I hold the Torah. Again, I don't go to that shaila right now. It's not widely observed today too often. But I mean shas atchak. But the point of the matter is because you have to have 10 people, so a kid also counts. As long as there's only one, you can't go overboard with it. But again, what I want to bring out from that rush was kol be'asar shchina shruya. Okay, so we have 10 people. That's a minion. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Perkes Halacha Dalet Hein Vav in 23. The Rambam lumps all these things together. He says, "What is Tefilas Hatzibur Halacha Dalet? That's Echad Mispalah B'Kol Rama Kol Shomim." Right? Everybody, one person davens out loud. Everybody answers. Like we do by Chazos Hashat. Vein Osim Kain Pachos Masor Gedolim Benichorin. After 10 adults and so on and so forth. So Hatzibur counts as one of them. And okay, this discusses the details. V'chein omer ein omer kedusha v'lo kar matorah uvarch l'manachar avol maftir meniv neviim ela basar. The Rambam lumps all this stuff together. It sounds like he says all in the category of a davish v'kedusha, and it also says in halacha hey v'chein lo yechad mevarch birchas shma. We'll call that baruch uvarper. Again, you need a minion for that. That's paris al shma. Again, we're not going to go into that now. But we don't say kaddish without 10. We don't duch without 10. All these things. And the Rambam says he accepts, doesn't mention the Rishalmi's derivation, rather pasuk by the Meraglim, and so on, that it's Eda, and Lachava v'chol dovers kusha lo yela b'toch Eda Yisrael shnei mitash b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Okay, that's the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samech Tes of Arachayim Sif Aleph, the same idea in 24. Okay, im yesh b'nei Adam. Again, that's the Paris al Shema, Kaddish and Baruch Hu. And we don't do that nowadays in the same way. Can we just say Kaddish and Baruch Hu? Okay. The Einos, the last line of 24. The Einos, okay. To establish Dvarim Shem Kedusha require a minyan. Now, the Rambam tells us in Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Tefila, Tzibur Nishmas Tamid. Okay, and the best thing is the daven with a minyan. Okay, and the Gemara has a whole story at Zion and Beis in Brochus, going over to Ches Malav. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman. Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman once, he asked him, how come we missed you in Shul today? Where were you? So he says, Amalei lo yechil, I couldn't come. Okay, look at Rashi 27, lo yechil, tosh kochi, I was weak, I wasn't feeling well. So then he said to him, so we weren't feeling well. So, lichnefi lamar, abasar, let's see, get 10 people to come to your house, daven in your house. He said it was a big nuisance, I couldn't do it. And they said, okay, so you should at least, we discussed it a few weeks ago, at least daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening, right? You should have found out and so on. So finally he asked him, at the end of the first paragraph, the bottom of Zion and Beis Baruch, I'm like, my kula, what are you jumping me so much? Who was it? Rav Nachman didn't come to shul. So Yitzchak kept talking to him, why didn't you come to shul? Oh, you should have gotten him in your house. I wasn't feeling well. What's the issue? So he says, because now it's the top of Chesed Aleph. My Dechsev, we have a whole bunch of psukim that I print on the next page. A whole bunch of psukim. What is the best Eis Ratzon? When is prayer? When is Tefillah most have its greatest efficacy? Is when it's with a minion. Okay, it quotes a whole bunch of psukim. I printed the psukim on the next page. Okay, and obviously we have a famous one, right? 29. Tilim Perak Samachtes Posuk Dalav. Anis Tefillasi LeChashem Eis Ratzon. I want to daven an Eis Ratzon, implying that there's such a thing as an Eis Shalol Ratzon, right? There's the Eis Ratzon, Eis Shalol. You want to daven an Eis Ratzon, okay? What is Eis Ratzon? So again, that Gemara says, at the top of Chesed Aleph, 26, hey, what is Eis Ratzon? B'shoa shat tzibur mispalin, when the tzibur davens. So you want to hook up with the tzibur because that's going to be the best time for your tefillahs to be answered the way you want them to be. And there's another pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Ches, it's verse 30, Kol Mar Hashem Be'eis Ratzon in Yisikha, the same idea. Okay, pasuk in Eov 31, Perek Lamed Vav, pasuk Hein Kael Kaber Velo Yimas, Asher Rashi says in 28, Tefillahs Harabim Lo Yimas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never reject the tefillah of the tzibur, and so on. And another pasuk in Tehillim Perek Nun Hey pasuk Yates, Poda V'shalom Nafshim Mikravli Ki V'Rab Mayom Adi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem me, Ki V'Rabim Hayom Adi, right? The tzibur joined me. I had a lot of people davening with me. So we know the importance of tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore the Rambam, I printed again by mistake, but in Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph 33, Tefillah Satzibur Nishmas Tomid, the tefillah b'tzibur is always heard. And Lefichach, the end of the line, Tzarech Adam L'shatev Atzman HaTzibur, you should join the tzibur. You should not daven be yichidus. Kolzman sheyachol is palam tzibur. If you can daven with a tzibur, then you should daven with a tzibur and not be yichidus. Okay, if one possibly can. Well, you can't. You can. You should certainly make every effort. And that's what says the Shulchan Aruch as well. Or Chaim Sim Tzadi Sif Tes 34. Yishtadel adam lispala beisakness asim atzibur. It is proper to make every effort to daven with a tzibur. Now we mu'anu sheli yachol avol beisakness. You're stuck someplace in Dominion, whatever, okay, can't get the shul. It happened, you're not feeling well. All right, so then at least try and daven at the time the shul davens and so on. Okay? The just to give you an importance, I put two tshuvas from Moshe Feinstein. Okay, and tshuvas 35 is Igros Moshe Orachaim Chelik Bey Simon Chav Zion. Okay, he was asked in Tamar Chacham Rashai Lispala Bichidas Basher Sherotza Lilmod Bizman Rucha Belaila Bichshon Afanu Lakum Lispala Betzibur. This Tamar Chacham has a late night, said he wants to learn all evening. It's a pain in the neck for him to go to shul. So Davin, after he finished learning, Davin Mar Bichidas. What's the story with that? So Ramosha answered, 35, Hinei, this is again Arachayim Chelik Beis Simon Chav Zayin the Igros Moshe, Hinei Lispala Bishahu Chiyav Mitzal Adam Velo Rak Hidr Umayla Ba'alma. Rav Moshe writes, davening with a minion is not to stam a hider, it's a mila, it's a good thing. He fits a chiyuv, okay? And you should have to make trouble yourself to daven with a minion. Hey, you don't have to go overboard, but try and make every effort. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, okay? He says, you know, and he says, but the Shulchan Aruch in 34 said, yishtadel adam, you just try. So he said, no, don't bake and make a diuk. Look at the second last line there. Ain't ladayek miloshon yishtadil adam lispalav ezakles matzibur shemasif testim tzadi lomu shurak maila ba'alma. That's not it. Can you use the word yishtadil for a chiyuv also? And tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv, and is no different than talmid chacham and anybody else. To the point that the next tshuva, this is Or Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Zayin, who was asked by a person, and this could come up nowadays. You know, many people discovered, at least sometimes, when they daven b'chidus for a while, we all had a daven b'chidus, the shuls were closed, we couldn't go, and so we daven b'chidus, so some people have better kavanah when they're davening by themselves. They could daven more slowly, or they could catch on the words, you have to keep up, and so on. So this person asked Moshe, what wins, tefillah b'tzibur or the better kavanah? So he says, listen, he says, Tzvila B'tzibur, he refers back to that other tshuva, the tshuva 35, Chelek Beis. This is in Or Chaim Chelek Gimel. He refers to his tshuva Chelek Beis. He says, Tzvila B'tzibur is not stama mile, it's not a hiddur, it's an absolute requirement. Okay? And it's not just yishtadil, right? And I explained that it doesn't just mean you try and you make every effort and so on. You really, it's really a mitzvah. And he says, and who knows, you're going to have kavon anyway. You're so sure, you're going to have better kavon. And therefore, you get the idea, it's better to daven certainly with a minyan. Now, with this in mind, this is why many shuls over the last month or so, or more than a month, it depends where, decided, listen, we still can't go indoors, or for a while it was still legal to go indoors. Now some of the rules change, you know, and I'm not weighing in on the medical end of it at all, but again, certainly government-wise, some of the rules have changed. So, but originally, many shuls decided to make minyanim outside. It was considered to be, and I think still is considered to be much safer outside when people are wearing masks and they're socially distanced and so on and so forth. So, it's interesting. There is a Gemara in the very end of the fourth paragraph of Brachas, 37, a Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Dalet Beis. Again, so we wanted to reconsider the tzibur because Moshe writes, it's not only Moshe, but I just quoted two important tshuvas. He said, davening a minyan is a real inyan. It's important, not just tam a hider, you know, a nice thing. It's stronger than that. That's what Moshe writes, okay? It's a mitzvah, tzibur b'tzibur, okay? He thinks it's even more important, you know, than you might have better kavana on your own. Tzibur b'tzibur, you know, is extremely, extremely important. But the thing is, what about davening outside? So the Gemara in Brachas says on Lamed Dalet Beis, 37, Amar of Kana, chatzif alay man de matzli b'biksa. I find it, it's sort of like brazen, it's a chutzpah, chatzir, a chutzpah. The person who davens bebikso, Rashi explains, Lamed Dalet Beis and Brachas, it's the very end of the fourth paragraph, 38, the matzir bebikso bebika, the valley. When you're out in the open, you know, it's harder to concentrate. And when you're in a private place, it's much easier, you realize the aim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on you and you're heartbroken and so on. The Tosas asks, 1 second, what do you mean? You're not allowed to daven outside. Im Tomar, this is Tosfos Dibur Ma'aseh Chotzev in Brachas Lamed Dalet Beis, source 39. Im Tomar, Haksiva Yetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basode, Vayitzchak Avinu. Okay, look in the Pasuk Parshas Chayisar, 40, Perakov Dal, Pasuk Samah Gimel. When Eliezer, the Eved, was bringing Rivka back, it says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basode, if no Sarev. Towards evening, he went out Lasuach Basode, was Lasuach, Zerashi, and Chumash. In Parshas Chayisar, it says, in 41, Lashon Tfila, he was davening. Kamo, like the Pasuk says, Yishpoch Sicha, that's a Pasuk in Tilim Parakuf Beis, Pasuk Allah 42. Tfila Anikiyato, Felifna Hashem, Yishpoch Sicha, your conversation with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's called Tfila. So Yitzchak went out to daven. So let's go back to Tosas. In fact, by the way, before we go back to Tosas, in fact, that the Gemara quotes that story to tell us in Brachas on Dav Chav Vav Mod Beis 43, Yitzchak Tikein Tfilas Mincha. Yitzchak was originated davening mincha in the afternoon. How do we know? Shenema, that pasuk, right? In the pasuk in 40. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basar Lifnos Erev in the afternoon, towards evening. What was he davening at that hour? Mincha. And Sicha Tfila, because of the pasuk, Tfila Lanigatov, Kiatov, Lifnei Hashem, Yishpok Sicha. So getting back to Tosas, what do you mean? Rav Kana said that it's not right to daven outside. What's the problem? Yitzchak did it. So the Tosas gives two answers. Yesh Lomar, the Hosam Mari Bahara Moria. That wasn't just Stama place. He davened in Haramir, the future center of the Beis Hamikdash. That was a shul. That had like the status of a shul, right, in a certain sense. So, okay, that's one thing. Or, Inami, Biksa, the Hocha, Marib, Bika, B'mokom, Shugil, M'sham, B'nei, Adam, Lavo, Rehoche, Drachim. What it means is, what Rav Kana meant, to daven in a place with traffic and people going back and forth and cars going by and this, that's a problem. Okay, that's what the Gemara doesn't like. Yitzchak was in a private place, it was quiet. Okay, but what the Gemara objects to, what it kind of objected to, was people davening in a place, because you're not going to have kavana. There's lots of cars and buses going by, people walking in and out, back and forth. That's much harder. Okay, so the Beis Yosef and Or Chaim Siman Tzadi, and Tzif Hei, 44, Right, v'lo yisbala mokom poritz kol basada, and so on. It's better not to daven in a place like a field, and so on. At the end of the parak. So I said the fourth parak, not the fifth parak. Okay, at the end of the fifth parak of brochas, and he said, "Tam," like Rashi says, and then he says, "Uberabeno agado Maria buavzal kosher shemachish mokom magulav eno nichtol if they borrow they start their mokom nisar afal pishe nela minegan enam harizu as ponim." He's a little bit bothered by the language of brazen. Well, why is it called a chutzpah? You look back in 37, Amr of Kana Chutzif, I find a chutzpah. What's the chutzpah? So he says, because he's not going to be sufficiently humble in front of a Kadosh Baruch when you're outside and there's a distraction and so on. He quotes Tosas, Vayetzi Yitzchak Lusubasare. So he gave the teretz that it's the teretz of, you know, the place where people are traveling back and forth. But he says, but I don't like that answer. Because people traveling back and forth, where's the chutzpah? Why is that a chutzpah? Tosas teretz said, well, you're going to get distracted. What's a chutzpah exactly? I don't want to say the national language of chutzpah. However, the Magen Avraham answers that. The ruling appears in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadi of Aruch Chaim Sif Hei, 45. Lo yispal b'makom poritz kamo b'sodeh, b'mneshe kashu b'makom tzniyas chalav emas melech v'libo nishba. That's Rashi's. Right, when you're a private place, you'll be more inclined to you know, indoors, you're more inclined to be brokenhearted and to be sufficiently humble. The Magen Avraham in Sivkot and Vav, he quotes the Tosas, and then he notes that the Beis Yosef, I'm going to say it outside, he quotes the Beis Yosef, rejected the second answer of Tosas, because it doesn't, if it's worried about distraction, so, you know, where's the chutzpah element? You know, if you're worried about the proper thoughts and so on, you'll be humble. Okay, that's better inside. But the Beis Yosef didn't give that answer, but the Magen Avraham says, no, what it means is, you have a guy who'll say, oh, I'll be able to daven outside, there'll be distractions, I won't bother me, it won't interrupt me, I can have sufficient kavanah. That's the chutzpah. Right, the guy will daven outside, even though there's people walking around. He says to himself, "Oh, you know, don't worry about it. I won't be distracted. That's the chutzpah." Okay, be that as it may. Okay, we see there's an Indian to try not to daven outside if you can. The Mishnah Berurah, however, writes in Siman Tzadi Sivkot Yud Aleph, "Hine lechad teruta the tosli mu omid b'tzad adach mokum she'ein misyarish iskover gedrochem." Sorry, if you're in a place taka where you're not going to be interrupted, no one's going to interrupt you, then it's okay. And according to the second tarot, the only concern is that people, but if you're, that's not a matter of outdoors, it's a matter of where outdoors, right? So he said, they're not going to be interrupted, then it's okay. Although the Beis Yosef, he says, didn't seem to accept that, but he said, other Rachonim, like the Magen Avraham, defended those, like we saw. And then he writes, and here's the key for us, top of the next page, over a drachim l'chula alma mutarm l'spal basada. If you're traveling, right, this probably happened to some of us, many of us, certainly happened to me. You're driving someplace, a trip or whatever, and it's the late in the afternoon, daven mincha. So you pull over to the side of the road, and you daven mincha, right? I'm sure it's happened to you, or you're outside. There is no indoor place where you are, right? I remember being in, you know, Disney World. When you go to Disney World, at least during the yeshiva week, a lot of the from Jews are there, you know. So the word goes around, mincha 3 o'clock by Cinderella's castle. Right, every time you see someone with a yarmulke, you tell them there's a minute for mincha at 4:30 by the sorcerer's hat there in the MGM's, what they call it, studio, so Hollywood studio. Right, they make no, that's outdoors. Right, okay, but there's no choice, there's no shul. So shachris, you can usually daven before you leave. Meir, if you can daven when you get back, but mincha in the middle of the day. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Over a drachim, then it certainly can daven. Of course, he said it's better. We call makom kasheishom ilanos, if there are trees there, then tov yoseh shiyamod shom benem to daven and so on and so forth. But again, that's an important point, because we were talking about here, you know, in the contemporary situation, it wasn't possible to go indoors. Right, I mean, so okay, so try and daven outdoors with less distraction. Better probably be in the backyard than the front yard, because no cars going by and so on. The backyard, you know, in a parking lot in the back of the shul, that's where my shul have a minion, in the backyard in the parking lot. So if you, but not everyone can set that up, but you try to do it in the least distracting place. Okay? But now we come, that's all kind of a lot of the background, but now we come to the question, you know, that I started with. So what about counting, constituting people towards a minion if they're outdoors? We just explained why it's okay to be outdoors when there's, you know, indoors is not an option. And according to some, indoors is not such a good option. Even now, it's safer outdoors. Again, I don't know, weigh on the medical issues, but some you know, people feel it's still safer outdoors. But even indoors, this question come up. Like I said before, you have an adjoining room, and some people, you know, in this room, some people in the other room. You know, you have this sometimes, I mean, Rachman Latzan, a base oval. Sometimes you have a base oval, so they have a small house or a small apartment, whatever. So there's a living room and a dining room. So you have five people in the room, five people in the dining room. right? There's a, you know, there's a wall in between. There's a door, there's a doorway. They're connected, but you know, sometimes you have that situation. So it could happen indoors too, or for social distancing reasons. I want everyone in the same room. So some people in the back room that's connected through a door. What's the story with that? How do we understand, you know, a room or the minion? The minion has to be in one place. What's one place? And that's really the ikar issue. So there's a mucker for this discussion, a very unlikely source. The Pasuk in Parshas Bo regarding Korban Pesach. Shmos Paragud Beis Pasuk Memvav. Talking about eating, consuming the meat of the Korban Pesach. It says, Bebayis Echad Yeachel, Osotzi Minabayis Minabosar Chutzav Etzel Osishmurvo. Right, you have to eat the meat from the Korban Pesach in one place. There's one Chabura. Chabura is a group of people. They all registered with this particular group to eat this particular Korban Pesach they got. So you have to eat it in that place. And based on that pasuk, the Mishnah says in Pesachim, Pei Heyamid Beis, 49 in Pesachim, Eiver Sheyotza Miktsasol. So what happens if the animal stuck out, you know, before, part of the animal was outside the room and so on and so forth. So you're not, and not only by Korban Pesach, but it's by other kachim also, because other kachim, for example, Kodshei Kodshim, you have to eat only in the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash. Kachim Kalim, only in Yerushalayim. So what if part of the animal was beyond the borders? So the Mishnah describes what you have to do. If it's a Korban Pesach, you have to get rid of that meat. You can't eat it. Kolef, right? Chote Chachmigil Etzim. You cut that part of it off till you get to the bone and then scrape it and you have to cut it because now it'll break the bone. The end of that pasuk, but a special din by Korban Pesach, the Etzim Losish Bravo. Umugdashin, the Mishnah says, other Kachim. So you can just coat it, just chop off that piece with an axe or whatever. Shein bo mishum shuris etzim, no iser shuris etzim. Okay. Now continues the Mishnah. Mina agaf velifnim kilifnim, mina agaf velachutz kilachutz. The agaf is like the doorway. So let's say the animal is in the doorway. So now it depends which part of the doorway. If it's the inner part of the door, meaning when you close the door, it'll be inside. That's considered like inside. If it's when you close the door, it's outside, then it's like outside. Okay, so this is a particular din by the Korban Pesach. Okay, we don't have to read all the Rashis, okay, here, but you know, you can look it up in Rashi, Pesach, and Peyam, and Beis, right, with the Korban Pesach. The Rambam brings us la halacha, Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Tes, halacha Aleph, and halacha Beis, 51. Kolel Chomina Pesach, Eino Ochel, al Chabura Achaz, you have to eat with one group. Vein Motzi and Memeno, Mina Chabura Sheochel, but you can't bring the meat to another Chabura, and so on. And if you do, you get Malchus, right, because it's a law, Lo Sotzi, Mina Beis, Mano Tzokutza, halacha Beis, Bosar Psara Pesach, Sheyotza Chutza Chabura, so, Bein Mizorim Mishkocha, Mishkocha, Nesa Machil, you're not allowed to eat it. It's like other kachim that went out of the Azara, or kachim kalim that went out of the Chomus Yerushalayim, which is considered a trefa, not allowed to eat it, and so on. So there are ways that you have to cut off that piece and whatever else. All right, what in the world does this have to do with us? It's the nice thing to know about Korban Pesach. We're not learning how it was Korban Pesach right now, so what does that have to do with us? So if you look in that Gemara, in Pesach and Pei, Heyam and Beis, 52, the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amarav V'chein L'Tfilah. Same din for Tfilah. Same din, what, who, what? What's saying din l'tfila? Rashi says in 53, v'chein l'tfila, ha'omeid mina agaf v'lifnim mitzarev la'asara, v'omeid chutz la'pesach ein mitzarev. You have a room and one guy is standing in the doorway. So if he's in the inner part of the doorway, so the door closed, he'll be inside, then he can count to the minion. If he's a part of the doorway, the door constructed, when the door closed, he'd be outside, then you can't count him for the minion. Only 9 people plus him, he can't count to the minion. That's the Gemara says, according to Rashi. Okay, so the same din. That's why we went through this funny din by Korban Pesach, because the Gemara says, but the Gemara then notes, and again, 52, this is not like a Rishuv and Levi. The Rishuv and Levi, Afila Mechitza Shal Barzel, Einam Afsekes Ben Yisrael Avim Shavash Ramayim. Comes to Tefillah, can have a steel wall, an iron curtain, Mechitza Shal Barzel, iron curtain, and won't block it. Okay, and as Rashi says in 53, Ein Mafsekes, She Ein Hefsek Lifnei Malkum, She Kol Golav Adul Afonav, Ein Stima Lafonav. Okay, so to Machokas Rav, Amar Yehudam Rav, and Bishur Ben Levi. Tosus has a problem, because Tosus there, Pesachim Pei Heim and Beis, Divim Asa V'chein L'Tfila, 54. Pirsh Bekunches, Lenient Tziruf. Rashi learned that the Machokas is about Tziruf. Tziruf means combining, counting this person or these people towards a minion, Tziruf, to create a minion, to create a minion, okay? And the problem Tosus raised, without all details now, is if you look elsewhere, he quotes a sugi in Sota. I didn't print it because it's off the topic a little bit, but the halacha is like a Shur ben Levi. The halacha follows a Shur ben Levi. that nothing is considered interruption. Okay, so therefore, Tosa says mashmas tama and he quotes the Gemara in Erevin mashmas tama the Gemara the mechitza mafsekas letziruv. But yet there's another Gemara in Erevin that says no, if there's a wall in the way that does interrupt. So how can you pass a Shulam Levi and the Gemara in Erevin says that some type of wall or fence does constitute an interruption? So he says v'nira l'ri. The end of Tosus 54. The Hocha Marli and Lanos Yochid Kedusha Vihesh Merab Mavarach, Dain Mechitza Mafsekas Hushman Levi, or Yehuda Mafsekas. He says the Machlokas in our Gemara and Psachim Pehama Beis is not about counting to a minion. Everybody agrees you cannot count the person to a minion if he's not in the room. Okay, that there's no argument about it. Shuman Levi doesn't disagree with that. That's the Gemara Erevin. Okay, without getting into all the detail to get to it, but that, you know, again, it depends on the configuration of the room. But that's talking about counting to a person a minion. What the machlokas in our Gemara is, let's say you have a minion already in the room. There's no problem counting the minion. I don't need this guy for the minion. But he wants to answer, Yehesh Mei Rabba Baruch Hu. Okay, he wants to answer. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Huda Marav says you can't. He's not in the room. He's not part of the group. We have a minion without him. But he's not part of the group. Comes with Shulam Levi, no, what do you mean? I don't care if there's a steel wall. If he hears, he can answer Yehesh Mei Rabba. That's the machlokas. You follow? So there's two different things. There's counting the person to the minion, and then there's whether the person who's not, maybe couldn't be counted because in a separate area, he can answer. My shul. Okay, so we have a next door. There's a member of my shul lives next door to the shul. So there's a... He's not ready to come to the shul yet. You know, we're davening outside in the parking lot. We have tents in the backyard of the shul. Okay, so we daven in the tent. And so this person does not yet feel, you know, health reasons, doesn't want to come to the shul. But he lives on the other side. There's a fence, a wooden picket fence in between. You can't see. Okay, so he comes and stands on the other side of the fence. And he answers Yehesh Mei Rabba. And he answers Baruch Hu. Right? Now we don't need him for a minion. We have a minion without him. But that's, you understand, that's the discussion. There we pass like Shulam Levi. That's how the Rambam writes, for example, by Birchas Kohen in Perak Tesvav Hilchatzul and says Kabbalah Alach Ches. Moishe Mechitza Ben Akohanim and His Baruch Mafili Chomash Al Barzel. Holu Pnei Mul Pnei Akohanim. Harim Bechal Chabrocha Abrocha. You can count to the brocha even if there's a wall. You're in the back of the shul. There's a curtain in the back. You're set up for the kiddush in the adjacent room, and you hear Birchas Kohen. You're counting Birchas Kohen. The Rambam says, okay. In 55, 56, same thing as Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Aruchaim Shem Kuv Chav Ches, Siv Chav Dalet. If you're behind the Kohanim, you're not facing them, then you're out. But if you're facing them, there's just a wall in the way, that's okay. That's okay. Mechitz in the way is okay. So that's the same idea as we say over here. That's the lumdus here, that the Tosis concludes that we're not talking about being Mitzaref, the guy to a minion. Okay, we're talking about over here in this Gemara Pesachim, we're talking about whether he can answer Yehesh Mei Rabba. So the assumption is we pass him Shulam Levi, he can answer Yehesh Mei Rabba, he can answer Baruch Hu, but he can't count to the minion. However, the Rashba, the very important Tshuva 57, extremely important for this discussion. Chelek Aleph in the Tshuva Rashba Simon Tzadivav. The Rashba was asked the following question. We've probably all seen shuls like this in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you go to a shul and you see that the bima in the front or in the middle is very high. It's several steps up to the bima. Ever see sometimes, I think in the Beis Yosef, one of the, or the Arizal, I forgot to read which one, in Tzfat. So I see some shuls like that in Europe, right? You have the small shul, and the bima is very highly, most of our shuls, the bima is, if there's a step at all, it's a step or two above. But sometimes it's mamish high up, to the point, says the Rashba, it's like a separate reshus, okay? Look at the Shaila. It's more than 10 tfachim high, and it's more than 4 tfachim wide, and so therefore it's more than 4 amos wide. It's like a reshus b'fnei atzmo, and it has mechitzas. A lot of times it has poles and, you know, decorative walls around it. How can that work? Okay, and he's saying tefillah. He's being motzi people from up there. It's a separate reshus, and everybody answers kaddish and kedusha and so on. And if you're going to tell me, well, we passing like a Beshuv and Levi. Yeah, that's only we pass him Shulam Levi in terms of answering a Yehesh Mei Rabba. But the chazan has to be with the minion. That's a rule. The chazan has to be where the tzibur is, right? And let's say there were only 10 people, he wouldn't be able to count. So that's what the Rashba was asked. So Rashba in the tshuva gives two terutz, and the first is not so relevant to us. The first one is, he says, that's different. Because there, clearly, the bim is part of the shul. You're right, from the point of view of technical halacha, it's a separate reshus. But it's built to serve the shul. Right? So that's why the Teva, when is the din? That's what we're talking about, two different houses, two different locations, two different buildings, two rooms. Okay, that's something different. Okay, one room serves the other room. But the Teva, was not used for anything else. It wasn't built for another use. It's not like somebody's porch or something else. It serves the shul. That's one thing he says. And therefore, the Teva that he's there, it's like B'toch HaTzibur, but that's okay. But what's more relevant for us, very, very important for us, is 57, the same two as Rashba, the very end, last paragraph. Od ani omer she'ef shalomar she'kol she'roin eluas elu kilu hein bebayis echadomi umitztarfin. Very important. Rashba says in his tshuva, a second teretz, that as long as you can see, it could be it is a separate domain, ein hachanami. But if everybody could see, if you could see each other, then it's considered like one location. Okay? And so that's a big inyan, because you have decks or porches, mirpesets, and so on and so forth, or it's a different one. You can see, that says the Rashba, that's good enough. Good enough. Okay? And where do you get that from? Dumia de Zimun to Birchas HaMazon, like we find by Birchas HaMazon. Okay? And then let's take a look at 58. That's the Mishnah. Later in Brachas, Nunam and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Shtei Chabur Shochus B'Bayis Echad. Okay, two people, two groups of people, three people here, three people there, were eating in the same house. They're two different groups, two different rooms. So says the Mishnah, Bizman Shemiktsoson Roen Eloes Elo, Hare Elo Mitztafin Lezimun. They can make one Mizumin, okay, and all seven or eight people can bench with one Mizumin, as long as part of group A sees part of group B. In fact, they don't even all have to see each other. As long as part of group A can see part of group B, that's good enough that they can make a tziruf. So says the Mishnah. We love Elam is Elam is Amlatzman. Not okay. This group, there's three, four people bent separately. There's three, four people bent separately. Okay, but if they want to come together, that's okay as long as they can see each other. That's the Rambam Paskins. In Hilchos Brachos Parakei Alach Yud Beis, Shtei Chabur Shorochem Bayis Echad Bizman Shemiktsosan Elu Is Elu Mitztarfin Lizim Nechav Lav Elu Mizam Laatzma Elu Mizam Laatzma. And that's the same thing as Shulchan Aruch also. Or Chaim Simon Kuf Tzadi Heisif Alav Shtei Chaburis, as long as they can see. Now the Mishabura adds in Cotton Beis in 61. They don't have to. They don't have to make one Mizuman. They can have two different Mizuman. But they want to, they can. He wrote him here too. Okay, so the Rashba makes the jump in that tshuva in Chelak Aruch Siman Tzadi Vav 57. Rashba makes the jump, and he says just like that's true by benching. So he wants to posit the same true as by davening. As long as the people can see each other, you make the minyan. Now the Rambam said that is that agreed upon by everybody? That's the loaded question. Okay, the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. It doesn't say not, but it doesn't say yes either. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Perkes Halacha Zayin says simply in 62, Tzorach Lios Kulam B'Makom Echad. They all have to be in the same place. And the Shliach Tzibur has to be in the same place as they are. Okay? So if you have a small room that serves a bigger room, that's okay. If most of the people in the bigger room, not the other way around, because, again, the bigger room doesn't serve the smaller room, and so on. But that's the din in the Rambam. He doesn't mention anything about seeing. Does not mention anything about seeing. Neither does the Shulchan Aruch. In Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Hei Sif Yud Gimel 63, Tzarech Shu Kol Asab Makom Echav Shliach Tzibur Moem. But Omei, he does mention this din we had by the Korban Pesach. Omei b'socha Pesach v'nagav v'luchutz ha'inu k'shesogra ha'delas v'mokom sofa p'nimis shal ove ha'delas v'luchutz k'luchutz. Okay, again, what we mentioned about the door. It also doesn't mention about seeing. So that's really the big question. Okay, now, just to clarify, we saw it in the Tosas, that's what's going on, that we've shown him. To answer Amen Yeheshme Rabba, or to answer Baruch Hu, that's okay if they're on a different deck or a different level or a different room and they can hear. That's okay. The Ran brings that in Rosh Hashanah, Zayin Amad Aleph from the page of the Rif, Divimas of Hikshub Tosas. Okay, he has the same Kash of Tosas, and we pass him Shubin Levi, and he says, okay, you can answer all Dover Shubin Kedusha because we pass him. That like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that something, no mechitz interrupts when it comes to answer. It's only a question of tziruf. And the Rashba himself recognizes that in Chela Gimel Simon Reish Pei Vav of his Tshuvas 65, right? Sheil, Shaltim Yochid Shebeis Osamach Lebeis HaKnes. It's an interesting question, but this came up in Eretz Yisrael too. Let's say your house is near the shul. And it's it's too hot now, but a nice spring day, open the windows, and the shul has their windows open, and you're minding your own business in your house, all of a sudden they answer, they're saying Kedusha, and you can hear it. Now there's Eretz Yisrael. They're downstairs, outside, they have a minion. You're in your apartment. You're reading the paper. Or you're eating dinner. And they're saying Kaddish. You have to answer. Right? That's an interesting problem. You hear the davening. That's what I was supposed to talk about that in the Tshuva. Okay? And so it's the halacha that you can, but you don't have to. But anyway, but certainly you can answer. Okay? Daiti note, he says, Kedvar Manogimbo Kedir Anogimbo Heter, and that's Kendas or Messiah Tsarfas and the French we Paskam Shum and Levi and so on. Anyway, and therefore if you just walk by it, you can be Yotze also that way. So the Beis Yosef discusses that in Simon Nun Hey Bar Chaim and Oshov or Sifchov, okay. If you already had 10, and they say Kaddish and Kedusha, so then Afilu Misha Eino Imoim Yacholano Sachrim. Once you have the 10, okay, then even other people, we may not be able to count them to the 10, but you know, but they can certainly answer. And he says that's what Tosis says, and the Rashbo agrees, and the Chen Das arrived, and so on. Okay, however, he does mention some disagree with that. Some disagree with that. All right. Some feel that not so. Some people, you can't be part of the group. Then, you know, so he discussed them a little bit, maybe a machlokas. But Lamais in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskened in 67 in Siman Nun Hei Sivchof. Hayu asar mokom echad v'omim kadosh u'kedusha. Afilu meisha eno imam yacholanos. Okay? But he does add a caveat. Meish omim shetzark shlo yehe mafsik tinuv over his kachavim. It can't be anything in the way that would prevent you from davening. Okay? That's an interruption. Not just a distraction. Let's say you have a waste products there, or you know, the dump over there is smelly, or the guy in there, or something like that. So that's a question. So the Mishnah Berurah discussed that a little bit and explained. It seems cotton samach. I feel imu bayis acher rochol gagam is far away. Okay, because as long as it's 10 there, then the Shekhinah is there, so he can join up and he say and sif cotton samchalot omein yesh v'rabba kedusha baruchu. He can be yotzei shmach chazar shashatz that way and so on. But maybe there shouldn't be anything in the way. So hours later, we skipped a couple of these sources. The Lavush discussed that issue of, and he says, well, you know, we pass from Shulman Levi, and again, they discuss a little bit about there shouldn't be any, shouldn't be any interruption between them and so on. The Shulchan Harav in Siman Nun Hei Sivchav Beis brings his luck as well. He can certainly be mitzaref, but no, he can't be mitzaref under certain circumstances. But he can at least answer, and we should be choshish. There shouldn't be any tino for so or avodah zara in the way, and so on. The Vilna Gaon says not that way. The Vilna Gaon says it's okay as long as you don't see it. The Vilna Gaon in the Ma'aser Rav, Os Mem Zayin, the Ma'aser Rav, Kadosh Gush Amen Yochel Lanos Kishomei Bayis Abayis. I feel like Kishesh Hefsek, though, even if there is an interruption, as long as you don't see it. Based on that, the Mincha Shlomo has a tshuva in Chelak of Shlomo Zonarav, Chelak Zahalav Simon Tez. He says, 72, he says, what about answering over a microphone or over the telephone? There might be from this house to that house, there might be a garbage dump in the middle, but you don't see it? Okay, that's a different issue. But again, let's talk now about Tziruf. According to the Rashba, you can even be Mitzaref, provided what? Provided you can see. So is that the Lahalacha? Well, we saw the Ramban Shulchan didn't mention it. There's a tshuva from the Rashbash, that's of Shomer Reb Shimon, okay, from the Duran family. His tshuva is Simon Lamed Zayin. He doesn't quote the Rashba, but he quotes the Shita. He says, and like I mentioned, sometimes on base oval. Pa'omim shat sibur boiler is akneses, ve'ena mashim la sora, ubazora is base akneses. Out in the courtyard, there are a few people. And the question is, can you count them to the minion? And he says, more echod, one posek, told them that it's okay. It's okay as long as you can see. And he says, what's the svar? Again, he probably didn't have the truest rashbah. But he said, what's the svar? He said, the svar is like it's parallel to benching, right? With that Mishnah. However, he says, I don't think it's correct. It's not parallel to benching, okay? Because by benching, you already have, in other words, you already have a mezumin here and a mezumin here. Notice that it didn't say, if you have five here and five here, now they can combine to say Nevarech Elokeinu. That it didn't say. If you have three or four here, three or four here, they have a mezumin anyways. They already have the minimum. Now it's just a matter of joining. They want one person to lead for all six or all eight of them. That you can do. But to create a minion where you didn't have it, that the Rashba says you can't do. Okay, that you want to complete a minion. For that, it's not enough to be able just to see. You know, it's a special din by, you know, to look in the last paragraph. The Mishnah should have said that. That's a bigger chiddush. The Mishnah said, you know, this chabur bench and this chabur, they want, they can combine. The Mishnah should have said, if there are five here and they have five here, they can combine to say Nevarech Elokeinu. It doesn't say that. So based on that, the Rashbash says, The comparison to the jump from Birkas HaMazon doesn't work to create a minion. And therefore, the fact that you could see each other does not help. So that's a big machlokas among contemporary poskim. But earlier as well, the Prichadosh says, he quotes the Rashba and the Tshuva, the Prichadosh in Siman Nun Hei Sivyot Gimel 74, Naktinan Kedivir Rashba, we pass back to Rashba, who says, Kol Shero and Zezem and Staffin, good enough. Okay? It looks like the Magen Avraham holds like that also, because in Siman Nun Hei Sivyot Tes, it's a Shatz. You know, again, the bima counts and so on. And it says mipnei shubatla lagabe bisakneses. The first answer to Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch says that the bima is not considered separate because it's there to serve the shul. He doesn't quote the second answer. Maybe he doesn't agree with it, but the Magen Avraham does. Magen Avraham says, and also you could see, the Rashba gave him two reasons why the bima wasn't a problem. One, it's to serve the shul, so it's considered part of the shul, no matter what, how high it is. But none two, it's because you see each other. Shulchan Aruch didn't quote that reason. Shulchan Aruch may not agree with the Rashba, but the Magen Avraham does. Magen Avraham brings that. And the Prima Gadim, in Siman Nun Hay, is also Sivkot Yud Dalet, says that Baroin, it's good enough. On the other hand, there are those who disagree, okay? The Elia Rabba in Siman Nun Hay, Sivkot Yud Bay, 78, quotes Ashar Knesset Gol, who says, Ein Mitzarfin. So this is a big machokas. The Bir HaGra quotes the Tzad to say Mitzarfin, the Bir HaGra there in Sifu Test in Siman Nun Hay Barachayim. He says, Aval Yesh Lidchos Kol HaRayas, all the Rayas comparing to benching, you can dismiss those Rayas. So you see the poskim are not all comfortable with that Rashba. The Chidor in the Machzik Bracha, look in 80, Siman Nun Hay, Sivkot and Ches with an asterisk. Varandado, I think it means a veranda, a deck, a patio. Okay, but some people are here and other people are higher up and so on. So he also quotes some who are making about it, but he doesn't necessarily like it so much. Okay, so that's a question whether he says it's there's a reason the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring the Tshuvas HaRashba. Shulchan Aruch didn't quote it. In fact, it looks like Shulchan Aruch only quoted the first answer. It doesn't seem to agree with it. The Aruch HaShulchan also seems to say in Tzivchof, not you can't count them. Okay, perhaps you can't. On the other hand, the Chidor in a different source in 82, it's Tzivchot in Yud Aleph, seems to say there are those who say you do. So it's a big machlokas. I'm not going to read all this inside because the hour is late, but you get the idea. It's a big machlokas poskim, going back to earlier times, perhaps even machlokas Rishonim, whether it's enough to be able to see. The Shari Tshuva, in Siman Nun Hei Sivkot and Tesvav. Again, he quotes the Berheite, quotes the Shari Knesset Gadol. Some say no, some say yes. Again, it's a big machlokas. On the basis of all of this, okay, Rav Yitzhak Yosef, who's the Rabbi Rashi, the Sfardi Rabbi Rashi, now the son of Rabbi Yosef, Zichron Lebracha, Yitzchak Yosef Shlita is the current Rabbi Rashi, and he writes very much in the style of the Bekias of his father, and he quotes that he was against, for the Sfardim at least, he was against these Mirpeset Minyanim. They can't combine them. We don't Pascha like that, Rashba. And he marshals Kedarko, like his father's way, he marshals 13 different Achronim all say we don't accept the Rashba. So how can we say it? Okay? On the other hand, the fact is, we'll see in a moment, the Mishnah Berurah seems at least in one place to say that we do follow Rashba. So Rav Yitzhak Yosef acknowledges that the Ashkenazim who want to follow Mishnah Berurah have on whom to rely. The truth is, the Rashba, this, and therefore, by the way, Usher Weiss Shlita was willing to allow it, is willing to allow it. He's in print that he did allow it. He said, we have like the Rashba. And he quotes, by the way, he said, the Rashba is not a Das Yochid. Okay? Now, some people say, that's what the Chidor mentioned. If you look back at the Tshuvas HaRashba, which I had in 57, that last paragraph, that important paragraph, you owed on the Omer She'efshar Lomar. That's what some of the Achronim write. Even the Rashba was not necessarily fully convinced. He said, Efshar Lomar, maybe. So that's what someone answered. Even the Rashba didn't say, oh, it definitely works if you can see each other. He says, B'derech Efshar. So sometimes not strong enough. However, Rav Asher Weiss points out, Rav Yoh, Yichelik Aleph, Nesachas Brocha, Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet, 84, talks about Birchas HaMazon, and he says the same way it's true by Birchas HaMazon, Teshori Hachal Tzir, Kach Adinam, Imshlich Tzibur, by davening. So Rav Yoh, he doesn't say it B'derech Efshar. Rav Yoh says it Beferish. Okay, as long as people row in Elos Elu. Okay, in all these cases, row in Elos Elu. So, and the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot Nun Beis of Simon Nun Hay, okay, he says that, quotes the Rashba, that's similar to Zimun. He does say at the end, the Yesh Me'achronim, Shecholken al Ikra Adin Besovin, the Yonah Eino Dome Klal Zimun, it's not the same, okay? And in the Shaar Tzion in Os Nam Gimel, 86, he quotes that the Gro I mentioned before said you can be Dohol the Rise, he quotes the Mishnas Yaakov, and he says the Rashba himself only said it, B'derech Efshar, like we said, okay, there you have it, okay? But, nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, in Sivkot and Nadal, it says when the Shulchan Aruch and Tesvav in 87 says some people see from the outside and the Shir Tzibur is in the middle and so on. So he says if people can see, so it could work. Okay, and then Shavur again in Sivkot and Zion also. All right, he mentions the Machlokas. All right, it's a Machlokas, but the Mishabura seems at least in this place to lean towards accepting it. Okay, on the other hand, in the Bir Halacha, on Sifri Yud Gimel 91. He says, "Imroin it's elus elu yichon litzdarif." Okay, you can be mitzdarif, and that's the prichodosh. So the chatchila yose tov lahachmir that kula is only by benching and not by davening. Says Rav Asher Weiss, okay, lechatchila, but we're not dealing nowadays with lechatchila situation. The whole thing is a shas adchak. Okay. However, Rav Shechter Shlita, Rav Heschel Shechter, disagreed, and he says no. He said, take a look at the bir halacha in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon 92. Okay, Simon Kuf Tzari Hey Sif Aleph. Okay, the bir halacha the Rosh Shtei Chaburis. There he quotes the Rashbash. Okay, as dismissing the Rashba, and there he seems to say that we shouldn't follow it. Okay, we keep Eger over there says that we do follow Rashba. So again, it's a machlokas, but Rav Shechter feels the later word of the Shulchan of the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Benching is he seems to quote the Rashbash as being more authoritative on this issue. So again, you have different opinions. Okay, just want to mention that the Shulchan Aruch says in the Sif Aleph of Simkuf Tzari Hey, even by benching, Yesh Misha Omer Shimrshus Harabim Mafsekes Bein Shnei Abatim Eina Mitzdarfin. If there's a thoroughfare in between, people on the other side of the street. It's one thing when you have a yard, you have some grassy area, but if you have a thoroughfare, that is perhaps is not mitzdarf. And the Mishabrua there in Sukkot and Zion quotes from the Taz, that doesn't have to be Rosh Hashanah for Hilchos Erevin purposes. You don't have to be a certain amount of feet wide. And so, no, this means a public area. Okay? And the Mishmilchas Yitzchok says that also be careful about that. Chenik Beisim and Mem Dalad, he seems says you have to be careful of that, not to have a reshus and so on and so forth. Okay? So, bottom line, Rabbi Osai, is it's a contemporary machlokas. At the end, I printed whether, you know, question that's left with is the person outside, he can answer Kedusha Baruch Hu if he get credit for Tefillah B'Tzibur. Good, he maybe can't count him in, but will he count Tefillah B'Tzibur? Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Ches of Siman Nun Hey isn't sure. The Rosh Hashulchan in Siman Nun Hey Sivkot Gimel says it isn't. You are considered to be davening Tefillah B'Tzibur if you're not there. Okay, so therefore, bottom line, everyone will agree that the people who are on the other side of the fence, like this person in my shul, or you have a different deck, or a different merpeset, or you're indoors and there's a different room, that you can answer Yehi Shmei Rabu. Perhaps, according to some, you can even be yotz. It's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's what Rosh Hashulchan says. Again, in Simchat Kimmel, it's still called Tefillah B'Tzibur for you. Counting towards a minyan, if you have actually a minyan mitzumtzum, you have exactly a limited number, and they need you for the minyan. So that already depends on whether we follow this Tshuvas HaRashba Lahalach or not. We saw it to Machlokas. Rashbash was very early that disagrees with that Rashba. And among the later, the Prichodesh says we follow Rashba, and then the early rabbi says we don't follow Rashba. And later Tshuvas to the contemporary postgame of today, Yitzhak Yosef said, at least for Sardin, certainly should not follow it. Rav Asher Weiss says it is okay. If you follow the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Shechter says it's not okay. So people should follow their own Rabbonim. But now you at least have the Marmar Komos. You want to look them over and see. And again, at the end, I read through quickly. There's no point in reading every line, but you see what the Machlokas revolves around. And you see that even the Mishnah Berurah didn't seem 100% sure himself. On the one end, he said the Rashba only said it Derech Efshar. On the other hand, maybe we do follow Rashba. So you have to figure out what the halach is and follow your own Rav as to whether to count different people on decks and different rooms. That's what this Machlokas revolves around. Okay, hopefully soon we'll all be back in shul and the regular configuration. We won't have to worry about these problems. But meanwhile, these are some of the halachas that are contemporary, very much on the contemporary plate of Poskim and Talmid Chachamim. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry I went a few minutes over. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you.